and hospital workers, especially in New York, facing what's expected to be a tsunami of illness in a couple of weeks, with many already underwater. Dr. Peter Scheer is chief medical officer at Mount Sinai Hospital in Brooklyn. He wrote a dispatch in New York Magazine. And doctor, you say you're seeing 5 to 10 COVID-19-related deaths a day. You're looking at a refrigerator truck morgue parked outside your window. About 15% of your staff is out sick with the virus. 40 people waiting in the ER for a bed. Describe that.
The emergency room is just packed full of patients, just end-to-end patients. Almost all of them are COVID-19 positive. So they're sick patients with respiratory illness. The less acute patients that have COVID are being seen and discharged relatively quickly. So the ones that are in there need to be admitted, need to be hospitalized.
How's your staff? How's the morale? What does it feel like?
I would say morale is compromised. The staff that are here, obviously not the ones who are sick, they're stretched very thin. There's, you know, a feeling of helplessness, which comes from the fact that it causes a lot of severe respiratory decompensation quickly. You can't save a lot of patients.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. And you talk about you all made plans. You would have patients who would have those negative pressure airflow rooms and a dedicated nurse. Well, that's all gone out the window. What are you short of? Do you have beds for patients?
We need more beds for patients, and some of those are going to be coming in the form of transferring more of our patients out to our sister hospitals. We are hopeful that a large mobile hospital tent is going to be set up today, running tomorrow in Central Park, that can take some patients.
Wait, patients in Central Park in a tent?
In a tent. This is a field hospital. The company already has one running in Italy. So those being options for how to sort of manage the volume that we're seeing here. And I think Brooklyn and Queens are being harder hit than other places.
Yeah. You've had cases of, you know, married couples, both of them sick, can't see each other as one dies. You know, we're seeing some of it, but not that much, because obviously it's dangerous to go inside these hospitals. But what do you want people to know about how it looks and feels in your hospital right now?
I think in the evenings, people are opening their windows, as they did in Italy, and giving a round of applause and cheers for healthcare workers. So I think people know that the healthcare workers out there across the city are working incredibly hard, but they just need to know that they are shouldering a huge burden. And that burden is hard work at a time when they're maybe putting their own health at risk, but also that sense of hopelessness is going to linger.
You wrote, hey, I have a COVID-positive 41-year-old who just died 5 minutes ago. You say that what's ahead, yes, we have heard a lot about a shortage of ventilators, but it's not just choosing between the 30-year-old and the 80-year-old, both of whom could use a ventilator. It's deciding that there are people for whom a ventilator won't help.
And that's important as well. And I think we're recognizing an increasing role for palliative care. There are specialists who are trained in the skills of assessment and care and communication that go along with palliative care, but probably not enough of them to go around. As we identify the patients who are clearly not going to improve, we need those physicians and those physician skills to communicate with patients and family members to say, we can't cure this, but we can help support you and give you the best chance possible and continue to ensure your comfort.
That's going to be a tough conversation.
It is. I have an additional palliative care physician who is deployed out here today who's going to help me assess which patients they can most be helpful with in this regard.
Yeah. Dr. Scheer, I'm going to let you go to do your good work. But you all seem stunned. They're coming and coming, and it's not stopping. I mean,
there's a lot of volume.
Anything else you want us to know?
Just we're working as hard as we can, and that the expressions of love and support are helpful. But just know that the caregivers will need continued care after this all passes.
You say there's going to be PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Peter Scheer, Chief Medical Officer, Brooklyn's Mount Sinai Hospital, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.